Well, he's given life to you. He's given life to me. Praise his holy name. Through God's ministry, the truth shall set us free. He's given life to you.
Before Jesus came to this world, we wouldn't have life. We just have hope in life. But thank God we're on this side of the cross and we have life tonight in our soul. And not only, he said, I came to give you life, but I came to give it to you more abundantly. Thank God we're still in laboring for, and our hope is that we'll have the abundant life, eternal life. The Bible says that we must, mortality must put on immortality, and so. We know that we're not immortal. We're not immortal souls, but been revealed to us that immortality was brought to light through the gospel, through this work of Jesus Christ. We didn't have hope for immortality before this new covenant, but thank God today we've got a hope. We've got hope for immortality. That's really almost hard for us to fathom, that we could live forever, never die. That's hard to grasp in a human mind. I think it was Paul that said that it's appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. And it is appointed, that we die. At least put off this tabernacle. And then there's a determination at that point, whether or not we're able to move out a live soul. We're living during a time when all of God's grace is available. How did Paul say that? That the fullness of his riches. If that's available, well, then you can finish this work of perfection and move out a live soul. But if you die in time and that's not available, or you haven't accomplished that, well, then you still got hope. You got a hope in a resurrection, to be a part of the resurrection of the just. Still a hope for eternal life. And if you don't come up in the resurrection of the just, there's a resurrection of the unjust. There's still hope for eternal life and immortality. That's how good God is. I don't want to have to sleep 1,000 years, but I'd like to what God's going to do the 1,000 year reign. I'd like to be a part of it. I not only want to rule and reign over the old nature that God's given me power over, but I'd like to help others. I'd like to have that ruling element. Anyway, I'm not up here to preach. We've got preachers here tonight. Brother Green and Brother Cyprian, we appreciate having them, don't we? They're home tonight, and this is their family, and they're part of this church. They're in the first generation. We've got some in the first generation once removed, but they're in the first generation. First cousins. Anyway, I appreciate them being here. I know it's difficult, you know. I know what it's like to leave home and have to leave everything, you know, just up and leave. And you try to prepare for it, but you're never ready. You just have to leave when it's time. And let everything go till you get back. Trust the Lord to help you, help take care of it. And their wives didn't get to come this time, so they're batching. I don't know if Brother Green can interpret batching or not. That means you're bachelors, Brother Green. You're bachelors on this trip. Your wives are not with you, bachelors. You know what a bachelor is? Yeah, you're single on this trip. Sister Yolanda, Brother Elias already told me that Sister Yolanda asked him, she said, "Honey, if you can, see if you can buy me a new dress while you're on this trip." He said, okay, I will talk to Brother Smith about that. And we come across an iPhone 4 that they got it to Brother Green, but we need one for Brother Elias if we can. If somebody's got an iPhone that they've already upgraded, he don't want a droid. He wants an iPhone. You know, I have to be careful about kidding about that. You know, somebody asked me, Brother Bud, when Brother Bud got his instrument license flying, somebody asked me, said, what's the difference in having a private license, private pilot's license, and an instrument pilot license? I said, well, it's about like being in the body and out of the body. I said, you know, when you're a private pilot, you've got a license to fly, but you really don't know much about what you're doing. You don't have a whole lot of understanding. But when you get an instrument license, you've got more understanding about what, you know, how to fly an airplane. You've got enough sense to know what to do and what not to do. Anyway, I told some people that about having an iPhone. I'm having to start being careful because all of the, you know, it's getting just to be I'm just joking anyway, because there's a lot of technology out there, and there's all these different smartphones. They're about to catch up with one another. But I told somebody, you know, Apple is, they're so connected. I told somebody, I said, it's like being in the body, you know. I said, everything they make's connected. It's all hooked together. You can't hardly get away from it. But anyway, I've tried to start backing out off of that a little bit. But anyway, they're going to want, you know, they're having a hard enough time trying to figure out how to use an iPhone. And they are more user-friendly, I think. They're not as... You don't have to be as tech savvy. And so Brother Elias wants one. He wants a Bible. So anyway, if anybody can. And Brother Green, I told y'all there, we can get any old phones, cell phones for them. They can always peddle them over there. Anyway, I'm glad that they're here, and I want to make room for them to greet you and talk tonight, whatever's on their hearts. And we didn't know for sure if we'd get them out of Baltimore, Maryland. From the Hurricane Sandy today, they opened up the airport and they got out this morning. So if we'd had any other, you know, earlier, they wouldn't have got here, but they were able to get here. And then Brother Calderon, Brother Carpio, they're flying into Houston, Texas Saturday night. So we'll pick them up in Houston on the way to the Brownsville meeting. Brownsville meeting starts Tuesday of next week. And so they're here. And then Brother Green's got a cousin I told y'all about, a cousin. I told y'all he couldn't say cousin, that he says cousin. And I told him, Brother Green, about the old Englishman that Brother Pelt asked him, what's your name? And he said, I don't understand. And Brother Green said, how'd they call you? He said, what was his name? He said, oh, my name is Jose. They call me Jose. Anyway, I told him, Brother Green, you would tell him a little bit about Samana and about Sonny and the Shodo. It's not very much spiritual about that, but it does have something to do with church when he was coming up. And we finally found a way to use the Shodo for you know, for our services when the Spirit moves. Anyway, he still has some of those little English ways of pronouncing words. But his cousin is coming from Los Angeles, brother. And I told him how y'all's names are all goofed up. You know, how here his name is Emilio Green. You know, that's real Latino, Green. And his cousin's name is Jose Antonio Pilsen. The Jose Antonio sounds okay, but Pilsen? Where'd that come from? Brother Elias said that's gringo. Brother Green tried to tell me and Sister Smith that. What did you try to tell us about what gringo that in the army they wore them greens, yeah. Green colored, yes. Yeah. And so he tried to tell us where that gringo came from was when they fought the battle, that the Americans wore green fatigues, and he said, you know, they'd say green go. We told him, we said, that ain't where gringo came from. But I think he still believes it. It's like Lionel. When Lionel first came to America, I told him his heritage was from Africa. I said, you come from Africa. He said, I don't come from Africa. He said, no. He said, I'm Spanish. I said, yeah, I know you might have just a smidgen of Spanish in you, but your heritage is from Africa. He didn't believe that. He finally, I believe, he's about to accept it. He's been studying some, and he realizes that's probably the truth. Yeah, Lionel, he was from, you know, his ancestry come from Spain, he thought. English. Oh, yeah, English. You know, Brother Green's background. Anyway, I'll let him say to you whatever he wants to about all that. But anyway, I'm glad they're here. There's God's moving in the Dominican Republic, and there's a lot happening over there. There's new people coming in all the time, and they're working every time they come over here. There's a church in Silver Springs, Maryland, that a little group of people that they've been working with this past weekend. They had a little video of the service they had in their home, and the Spirit moved, and God touched them there. I think 7 or 8 people. They were Mexican people? El Salvadorians. So, anyway, their women wore the little covering on their head, and they took that away from them this weekend. They got them actually to understand that, and them women got liberated and freed of their head napkins. And so they're wanting them to come back. They want to know more about all this. Anyway, I'm glad to be in the house of God tonight, and this is Halloween night, isn't it, in America? And I was eating, Brother Leas came in on the airplane. They had Nate. They'd been on the airport ever since real early this morning. So I took them to eat. And a lady came in the restaurant to tell one of the waiters there that I think she just went in there to show them their costumes. Said they was on their way to church, and their church was having a Halloween night or something like that. That sounded so foreign to me for a church to be having, you know, something for Halloween. But anyway, Eshon, you know, Eshon, he's at his daddy's this week. But he was supposed to actually leave Saturday or Friday. He was telling me, you know, about a couple weeks ago, he was telling me, he said he was going to go to his dad's. He said, we're going to have Halloween. I said, you are? He said, yeah. I said, Eshon, that's about devils and witches and goblins and all kind of evil stuff. I said, that's That's not godly. I said, he said, Brother Smith, we're not, it's not for real. We're just playing. I said, Eshon, we shouldn't be playing with the devil's stuff, with witches and things like that. And he said, he stood there and looked at me and thought a little while, and he said, well, Brother Smith, he said, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. How do you answer that? Well, I talked to him a little bit more, but did you know he's so tender to the Spirit, he got tickled. I mean, he got to thinking about that, and he called his daddy and told him, he said, I told him, I said, you're going to miss our singing for a Halloween deal? That's when he told me he had to do what he had to do. But he got to thinking about that, and he called his daddy, and he said, Dad, we need to make a compromise. He said, I feel like I need to be in church and at our singing in church this weekend. So he said, could I come Monday instead of coming for the weekend? So his daddy let him stay over the weekend to be in church and be in our singing. He's pretty tender to the Spirit. Anyway, you know, these little kids, they all this influence in the world, they don't understand all this yet, but they're trying to get it in their thoughts, you know, in their program it in their mind, all this. And if they're not taught, if they're not told, they won't know, will they? But and I thank God tonight for the ministry of the body of Christ that tells us the truth, whether, you know, it sound, whether we like it or not. I really believe that if you have an open heart, you love God, you'll like it. You know, it may take you a while for you to accept the truth in all areas, but if you really love God, you'll like the things of God, and the Word of God will make it real to you. God will show you. He has to be the one to do that. No man can do it, but the Lord has to do that work. So anyway, I'm appreciate that. But before we hear from these pastors from the Dominican Republic, let's have prayer. Brother Spencer Golden had in the hospital most of the day running tests. They thought he had appendicitis, but they finally ruled that out this afternoon and finally sent him home. He's kind of wore out from all the tests they've been doing, but he does have something that they don't know exactly. He's got some fluid in his abdomen that could be from the mesh that where they did his... Did he have a hernia operation, wasn't it? And they're thinking it could be that, maybe. Anyway, the Goldens got a hold of me just a little while ago and asked us to have prayer for him. Just keep praying for Brother Pelt's family and the church there in Brandywine. What else do we have here tonight that we need to mention? Yes. Sorry. Oh, yes. Sister Bud's mother passed away Monday. She just laid down, went to sleep, and died in her sleep. She was, how old was she? Just turned 90, so she had a good long life. Sister Weaver. Many of y'all probably remember the Weavers. They were very, very faithful to Brother Clyde Patton and worked there with him. And so they're having the funeral when? Tomorrow? Yes, Brother Weaver, Sister Tenney's older brother. Of course, he's already gone. No, they just came from up there, and they were inland far enough that it didn't affect, I don't think, hardly any of our churches. And I haven't heard from New York. Manolías, usted habla con Joel y la iglesia de Brooklyn y otra iglesia de Nueva York. No tengo problema con Toronto. He talked to Joel and Joselo, they're not where there was any damage. He didn't know about all the other churches, but so far I haven't heard of any damage of any of our churches along the eastern coast. That's a miracle if it's true. You know, the Delaware church wasn't affected. Linnell, they weren't affected. I talked to Brother Rivera, the Boston Haverhill churches weren't affected, and they live, I mean, almost right on the ocean. Yeah, Norfolk. Yeah, so looks like the Lord just kept his hand on the body of Christ. So let's, especially her son Randy, but her whole family, Sister Wilkins, and remember Brother Joe Bill Henry needs our prayers. He's still going through some personal problems and health problems. And also, let's remember the work over in the Dominican Republic and these men's families while they're gone. Especially keeping your prayers, Brother Carpio. That's a new work that we're working, and he's the key man that God's really opening his eyes right now. And he's an engineer, and he's took off work and even spending his money to come to these meetings. And so pray for him that God would touch him, Brother Fisher. Yes, he has. Brother Dotson, remember him? Said he wasn't. Yes, Sister Brenda Hutchinson broke her hip and her bone down to her knee, had to have surgery and pins put in it, so keep praying for her. Yes. Sister Abraham, all right. My cousin Louise and McAllister. Louise Gregory's taking her to the hospital in Tulsa. All right, let's all stand. If the ushers would come, well, let's receive a good offering for the Dominican Republic. These brothers or families need to be cared for. They've got bills to pay while they're gone, and let's help them. We're able to help them. Let's give them a good offering while we're here and while they're here. Praise God. Lord, touch this service here tonight. Oh God, our brothers and these needs, Lord, we lift them up before you. Oh God, Jesus, touch these that are sick tonight. Sister Brenda Hutchison, God, Sister Wilkins, God, touch her, help her. Oh God, help her to heal from this broken hip, broken bone. Oh God. Hallelujah. Oh Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Blessed Lord, blessed Lord. Touch Sister Fisher, Lord. Touch her body and help her, Lord. Sister Bud, comfort her and the family during this time. The Pelt family, Lord. Touch them and help them, oh God. Oh, precious Jesus, precious Lord, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Wilson, Lord, touch her body and help her, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, that's the work in the Dominican Republic, Lord. Brother Pilsen, God, touch him on this trip. Help him, oh God, we pray, this meeting. Oh God, touch your ministers. God, give them direction. Give them your help and your strength. Oh God, let the Spirit help us and lead us in this meeting coming up this next week, Lord. Amen, amen. All right, God bless you as you give tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is quiet in here.
Let me see. I don't think it's on. Let me see the thing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's dead.
Hallelujah.
Just leave it on.
Tonight. Hallelujah. Raise your hand. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You say thank you, Jesus, tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy night for Jesus. Happy. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I appreciate the Lord for being here tonight. Well, this is our base. You know, I'm glad to be in the base tonight. You know, with God's people. I appreciate you all. Thank you for the warm welcome tonight. It's always good to be here with you all. We appreciate you. We thank the Lord for you. And we always think about you and we pray for you, as well as you pray for us in the Dominican Republic. Hallelujah. So I'm glad to be here tonight. I thank God for Brother Smith. Well, and I thank God for you all too. You let us share Brother Smith with you. Amen. So it's good to be here. Probably Brother Smith tell you about all our little jokes down there, but he didn't tell you probably. He probably did. Told you what he did to us the other day when he went to the Dominican Republic. He said, Brother Green, we have somebody coming, you know, minister and his wife coming, prepare for him and go and receive him at the airport and have him at your house. Well, I began to think. Well, something was running in my mind. Brother Elias told me, he said, probably might be Brother Gary Green. I said, no, I don't believe it's Gary Green because Gary Green, we don't have to, I mean, he knows us. We know him. Then after a while, what put something more in my mind was, he said, and I believe I got suits over there. And do I have clothes in my room, Bro Green? I said, yes. He said, maybe he can use my clothes too. My God. Anyway, he caught us in that. And you know, Elias and I, we went to the airport. So he said, Brother Green, I should go and receive that minister with you. And you know, when we was there waiting, and he had me make a sign with my name, my God. These people. You know what in the Dominican Republic we say? They sold you and give you the money to carry with you. It was like. So anyway, when we was there, well, I'm getting my sign and seeing people coming out. I said, let me get my sign. And after a little while, Elias said, it's Brother Smith! It's Brother Smith! Look at him! And everybody in the airport. Those people are crazy. And hogging and laughing and doing all kinds of. Can you imagine? I said, my God, these people are silly. My God, we was laughing and bawling and laughing. All around the people looking at us. Look. Looking at us. Hallelujah. Anyway, I appreciate the Lord, and Brother Smith has been, brother and sister Smith has been a great blessing to us in the Dominican Republic. We appreciate the Lord for him. We know that in God there is no coincidence, and God has done great things. You know, as we go on and on, it's like a picture that you begin to paint, and you I'm not talking about Samuel's picture, okay? So it's like a picture you begin to paint, and every day, and as the time goes by, you can see it, you know, and see it, and it becomes more real. And the work that God has started in the Dominican Republic is going on. God has blessed us in a great way. God has used Brother Smith in a great way as well. As all the time when Brother Smith comes to the Dominican Republic, something new happens. And I said, well, now I understand why Peter and I believe John on the mountain, in the mountain of the Transfiguration, they said to Jesus, said, it's good for we to be up here. So let's make a tent for you, one for Moses and one for Elijah. So we want to make a tent down there for him, for Brother and Sister Smith. We're going to keep them down there. See, God is doing great things down in the Dominican Republic. So anyway, we appreciate you and we appreciate God. And obviously this is our base, and when we come here, we come home. So we feel in family. So we appreciate you, you minister, all the ministers here, Brother Darm, all of you. So we appreciate you. In fact, we want to say, appreciate also Brother Weiniger. Brother Weiniger has been in the Dominican Republic, and Brother Weiniger, he is part of the history. You know that you're in the history of the Dominican Republic, Brother Weiniger? Well, if you didn't know it, you better know it. Yes. You see, in the beginning, Brother Smith, we was in the hotel, and Brother Weiniger was there helping, you know, in the scripture, and Sister Smith, she was so patient, and she will every once in a while go and bring water and coats and crackers, and we will be sitting out there, my God, from 9 o'clock, sometime 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, almost 5 o'clock. It will be almost time to go to church, and we were still there and people asking questions. That was something marvelous. God did something great. And that beginning was so bright, so we cannot forget it, Brother Smith. And that's why, you know, I have had to make a stand in some time when things have got rough, when things have got like upside down, when things wanted to get out of track. I remember that time. It's like in the time when God called me to the ministry. I remember, and I remember when God called me. Everybody got his own testimony, and I got a testimony. And I know where God brought me from. And I got a testimony. And don't matter what happened, and I cannot just, where anything happen, I know things going to happen in the way. And things once in a while going to get rough. I remember I told people that when I was in Washington, D.C., I know God sent me to the Dominican Republic. So things got upside down. I lost my wife. I lost all I had and everything. People told me, go back to America. And I was in a very pitiful condition. But I know, and I was convicted. And I know God told me, go back to the Dominican Republic. And the same God here in America is the same one in the Dominican Republic as well. So when things got so dark, and my song says, sometimes it's hard to see where I'm going. Circumstances has blinded my eyes. But I know God called me. And so I'm down there, brothers. And I know that he called me. Somebody tell me, go back to America. You know, when I left from America, you know, I was working in construction, and I had all kind of people who gave me job, and I was doing my own. And I was, you know, I did good. But I said, God called me to the Dominican Republic. I cannot go back. And if he called me to the Dominican Republic, there where I have to be. So I cannot listen to another voice. He called me. And if you're convicted, if God touched you, and if God brought you here where you belong. So thank God for this is a great place. This is a high place in God. So you're blessed. We're blessed, brothers and sisters. And as Brother Smith been saying, well, I want to make the bride. You know, I want to make the bride. And I'm striving to make the bride. And things going to come sometime difficult. Going to come, you know, your way that probably you're going to want to look back. But keep going on in Jesus. Today, while I was coming in the way, I was telling, you know, I was remembering when God, you know, thing was going on and happening in the Dominican Republic and people in our lives. Something, you know, the Holy Spirit quickened my mind, Brother Smith, and it was this. I say, let me tell you something, Brother Elias and others. If God called you with a purpose, if God have his eyes on you, and if God is interested in you, you know what? Wherever you have in your spirit that's wrong, any wrong motive, God is going to burn it. Let me tell it to you this way. Wherever you got in your spirit what's not right, God is going to make sure that he's going to remove it. Now let me say it like this. If God have a plan for you and with you in the kingdom of God, you know, you cannot have crooked things. If you're going to be in the bride of Jesus Christ, there is no place for evil, to have a bad spirit and have a bad attitude. If you're going to make it, God's going to make sure that you're going to make it right. Hello, you're here. So something more come to my mind. You see, God is going to have to clean you of so many things. And this world is, we're living in an evil world. And people messes with things in life. What causes your spirit to get dirty, it's like your clothes. You're going to have to go to the laundry. You're going to have to wash it. There is a scripture, I'm not preaching tonight, but there is a scripture, I believe in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. You see, if you're going to be in the bride, you're going to have the same mind what was in Jesus. What was the same mind what Paul said what was in Jesus? You know, Jesus, he didn't mingle and, you know, get acquainted with things of this earth, but he had a plan. It was a plan of salvation, of redemption, and to please the Father, and to save us. Let that same mind what was in Jesus. You see, we're going to have to be transformed. Jesus is going to have to appear in your life. And it's going to be by the renewing of your mind. It's going to take a process in your life of cleansing and washing and cleansing your spirit of evil things, of evil thoughts. You know, I was there telling a sister, I was counseling a sister the other day. I said, look, going in marrying or going in with an ungodly man, you know what it is? It's like if you went into a hog pen and you lie down where it. Have you seen a hog pen, I told him? Have you seen a hog pen? Have you been in a barn where have horses, cow, cattle? Have some of us have laid with these beasts in the field? You know what bad smell they have? You know, men's spirit, ungodly people's spirit. That's the way it is. And if you sleep with, you know, if you mingling with somebody who are not godly, that's the same. You're in that condition. You're laying in a hog pen. It got a bad smell. I said, my God, God showed me that. I said, if we're going to be God's people, you know, it's going to take suffering, brothers and sisters, to serve Jesus. You're going to have to pick up your cross daily. Yes. You know what your cross mean? I mean, you're going straight this way. Something is going to cross your will. You're going to have to hang your old man on the cross. Your will. You're going to have your own head. And you know the thing about it is that you're going to have to cut your head off. I mean, God's not going to cut your head. The minister is not going to cut your head. He's going to sharpen the sword and going to give it to you in your hand. Cut your head. Cut your own head. Cut it off. You have to go to cut off your own head. I mean, your own will. You want to please God. I don't know. I know here you're working seriously, but down there in the Dominican Republic, we are not playing games. And we are telling people, you know, if you want to be in the bride, you're going to have to take this seriously. You cannot be laying in a hog pen with somebody. You're going to have to want to serve God. You're going to have to want to live right. Serve God. Do God's will. Hang your will on the cross. Pick up your cross daily. Well, and you shall know the truth. And the truth will set you free. What that scripture says, right, in Ephesians chapter 6, 5, I'm sorry, verse 26. Listen to what the scripture says. You have to wash every week. You don't take them same old dirty clothes and put them on every time. Put them on this week, pass all week with the same clothes. You don't do that. You see, in the world, we run into things, into situations that sometimes it causes us, causes our spirit, causes us to have a bad spirit. Hello, you here? Yes. Sometimes, well, we cannot help it sometimes. We get angry. We get mad. Sometimes we do our little cheating, a lying. Some people sometimes, not here, no, I know up here that people don't do that. But sometimes in the Dominican Republic, people even curse us and do wrong things. But I tell people, I say, you have to go to God's laundry, the church. Come to the church and come to the laundry and wash your spirit. Wash your spirit. Ephesians, where is that scripture? Will you help me, please? Chapter 6, 26. Chapter 5, verse 26 says, because we was washed, yes, that he might, yes, and cleanse us with the washing of the water by the what? By the word. So then the word of God can wash. It cannot wash these old clothes, this old suit, but it can wash your spirit. It can wash your spirit of filthy words. What we did in there, you know, around. Let me give you another scripture. I believe there is Ezekiel chapter chapter 36, verse 25, 26, I believe, in 27. Ezekiel 36, 25, 26. Ezekiel chapter. So I'm just reminding you that we have to, if you're going to be in the bride, if you want to make it, we have to, it's going to take some things. It's going to take some washing. It's going to take, sometime it's going to take the water of the Holy Ghost, of the Word of God. Sometime it's going to take fire. You know, because there are some things in life that, you know, it takes different elements. Some is going to take, sometime it's going to be a broom to sweep. Sometime it's going to be water to clean, to wash. Sometime it's going to be fire to burn. Hallelujah. Well, I'll say hallelujah all for me, for myself. I know what I've been through and what still, you know, this whole Adamic nature can do. This flesh can do. It's terrible. But thank God. Every day God is teaching me some things. And God has been teaching me how to work right with my brother. Work right with Brother Smith. Brother Smith is our elder. Brother Smith has been a counselor, has been a father, but you know Adam all the time he's not going to be satisfied anyway. The old man, he's not going to be satisfied. Don't matter what you do. Don't matter how good you treat him. But you have to know that old flesh. he complains. If you do, you treat him right today, and you step on his feet tomorrow, he puts out that eagle. He gets mad. I'm not going back there. My God, have mercy. You want to make it? Hallelujah. Sometimes he's, see, don't matter how they pet some people sometimes, how you treat them sometimes. When it comes the time to the truth, to preach them the truth of the word of God, to help you get to heaven. You know, you cannot get there without a ministry. And the angel, he have a sword in his hand, and he's not, the sword in his hand is not to play with. Sometimes it's rebuking. Sometimes it's counseling. Sometimes it's broom. Sometimes it's fire. Sometimes it's water. Hallelujah. But you want to make it. Some people just be complaining all the time. They'll get mad. In the Dominican Republic, that don't happen up here, I know. See, people will get mad sometimes. They would, you know, sometimes people will not even pay their tithes. Sometimes people won't even want to come to work in church because they are mad. I'm telling you, Adam, that carnal mind, that fallen nature of man is terrible. But thank God, here is a people who want to make the bride. And you have to... You have to put Adam on the cross. What the scripture? I want to, you know, don't say too much because I know Elias want to say something probably too. But where is that scripture in now? Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25. Verse 26 says, then will sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I will clean to you. Oh, that's talking about our clothes, your suit, Brother Pryor. Our suits, our clothes. Well, you can go to Walmart and buy some soap for those coats and, you know, and pants, wherever you're gonna wash. But this is talking about it's talking about man's spirit. It's talking about that fallen nature of man. And he gonna, it says, and he will give you, will put a new spirit within you, and will take away. Now I'm in the verse 25, in the 25 verse again. Say, I will clean you of all of your idols. You know, people have idols in the Dominican Republic. They got idols. Yeah. People believe I told somebody today that some people believe that it's talking about only, it's talking about an image. You just bow before it. That's not only an idol. We Christians, sometimes we got a lot of idols. Isn't that right? Got idols. It can be your wife. It can be your husband. It can be your child. It can be your car. It can be your property. What? So I'm not to love my wife and children? Yes. But anything what is put before God, in first place, before God, is an idol. You must love God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your strength. God deserves the first place in your life, in our life. He should be first. Hallelujah. Well, if you don't believe that, well, I believe that with all my heart. Hallelujah. If you want to make the bride, you're going to, well, you're going to have to go into the laundry once in a while and let the ministry once in a while, can we say scrub? Do a little scrubbing, and sometimes it's not easy. You take a little brush and brush off. You know, I was telling we was in yesterday in yesterday, and that's a little town called Landover in Maryland, and we was dealing with that issue about that covering. Well, those people thought it was just like, had to do with we're accustomed. And they emphasized, and when I turned around, I say, well, custom is something, and order is another thing. This is order. It takes a ministry. It's a covering. See, God is the head of Jesus. Jesus is the head of man, and the man which is the ministry is the head of the woman, the church. It's nothing to take lightly. That's a principle. It's not a custom. That's an order. You see, walk in order. How to work under the ministry. And let the ministry work on your spirit. Put you into the washing machine. And my God, Paul keep on saying there in Ephesians chapter 5, he's saying to that you're clean. So he said that he's seeking for a church without spark, without what else? Without wrinkle. And without blemish. And that's another thing. When you wash your clothes, your laundry, there are some clothes that you're gonna have to iron them. Huh? No, after you scrub it, you're gonna iron them. And it takes pressure. It takes heat. Hallelujah. My God. Some people don't want to take heat. No, no, that's not for me, brother. No, no, no. Well, you then gonna, if you want to make the bride, you have to go through this, ironing, washing, and ironing, and suffering, and mortifying the deeds of the flesh. Well, if not, Brother Smith said, then you're gonna have a second chance. You're gonna come up in the resurrection after the 1,000 years. I want to be prior to that. Before that, I want to make the bride. I want to make the bride of Jesus Christ. I want to come out a living soul. I want to reign and rule with Christ. Not only in helping others straighten out their lives, but my life, rule, reign and rule in my life. Hallelujah. Overcome. Be an overcomer. Brothers, we have a long way to go yet and a lot of work to do. One time was a sister come. She's in our church, Brother Smith. This sister Clara. She was in the Church of God of the Prophecy. Well, she told me, I'm a person that I like to work in church. I said, that's good. Work in church. What you like to do?
She said, look, I like to make sweetened beans. I like to cook chicken and salad and buy things for the church. I like to do a lot of things for the church. I said, good for you. I said, that's good. But have you thought about sometime working in your life when you have so much stumps and so much stony heart? Have you thought about working in these things in your life? She said, what? I said, wait a minute. When I went over the scripture and showed her what she had to do in her life, after one day I saw her rejoicing and shouting in church, crying, saying, the pastor taught me how to work in my life. I said, if you keep on, not only I taught you how to do it, you have to do it. Work on it. Go to work. Go to work. You see, you are your own enemy. It's you. It's not that you're going to complain and blame somebody. It's that old nature. That's what's wrong with you. You have to work on that.
I don't love that pastor. I don't love these people.
Well, you must appreciate God when you find somebody who can teach you the truth and show you how to, you know, straighten your life. In the Dominican Republic, not here. It's not much. No, you're far off. But foreign case, work. Tell some people, say, I love my pastor. Some will say, well, I don't care too much. You must love your pastor because he teaches you the truth. When you find a man of God that teaches you the truth, you must appreciate him and love him for the truth. Thank God for the truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. This is the truth. Listen to what Jesus said. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 31st and 32, he said, if you remain in my word. Listen, if you remain. And Jesus said in Matthew, chapter 7, verse 24, he said, will you please put me that scripture up there, please, brother? Matthew 7:24. He that heareth these saying of mine, and what? And doeth them. I will what? I will liken him unto a wise man. Hallelujah. You know what I told Brother Elias today, Brother Schmidt? I said, to win soul and to work on your life, you have to be wise. It takes wisdom. To win people, to work in your life, to work with people, it takes wisdom. You have to remain in this thing. You have to do this thing. Jesus said, if you remain in my words, you shall know the truth. And the truth is the truth. If you remain. Excuse me. Are we going to shout and holler now? Sorry. It's not a, you know, brothers, this is something serious. I tell people out there, I love you, brothers. But if you want a club to go, there are so many clubs. Out there are so many, you know, churches that they're dead. People are playing around.
plain relation. You don't have what to go. Go to those places out there. Here we mean business. We mean business in here. We cannot be plain. This is serious. This is serious. Jesus, he took the work of salvation. He took it serious. Jesus wasn't plain. He worked out your salvation. He suffered for you, for your sins. Hallelujah. It's a great work to do. Jesus meant what he did. Even on the cross, he said, Father, why thou have forsaken me? Hallelujah. It was for you and for me, brother. This means be serious about this. We're not playing and joking. You have to remain in this thing. What Moses told the children of Israel. In Israel, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, he says, these words shall be before you. You shall write them on the doors of your house. They shall be in your heart. You shall repeat them to your children and to your generation. That's how serious it is. Talk about it. Live that. That's the most important thing. If you're going to make it, you're going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You have to go to come to this place. This is God's judgment seat, church. You have to put your life for it to be judged by the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Ooh. You remain. He said, and listen, I will lighten him unto a wise man that built his house upon the rock. And it came rain. What's rain here? It's not talking about the Holy Ghost here. It's talking about affliction of the flesh. It's talking about affliction. Rain. All kind of needs and sorrows and things comes. Brother, sometimes people begin to complain because they have needs in their life, needs for different things. My God, if you have Jesus, give me that scripture in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. I appreciate God today. Be what? Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication. And what else? With thanksgiving. Oh, let your request be known unto God. How many times we can go before God, say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my children. Thank you for all that you have given me. Hallelujah. Thank you for my dad. Thank you for my pastor. Thank you for our church. Oh, hallelujah. Be thankful. How many times people sometimes only live off complaints? Say, thank you, Jesus. Take a time and say, thank you, Jesus. Because you're my Savior. You're my Lord. If you have Jesus, you have everything in your life. Thank Him. There are millions in this world that don't have the chance that you have, that they don't know Jesus. They cannot even raise a hand. It's because they don't have a hand. They don't have an arm. You thank Jesus tonight for all that he's done for you. And say, I appreciate you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, if you remain in my word. It's not a thing after a little while, feel the Holy Ghost a little bit, and that's it today. You cannot live on yesterday's blessing. You cannot live on the blessing of last week. God is a greater God than that. He got much more. He got a different blessing every day. He got something new every day. He is real. He is real. Hallelujah. He's real. He's real. He never failed me. Have he failed you? He never have failed me. Hallelujah. We're serving a great God. We're serving a good God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to finish that scripture in Ezekiel chapter 36. The 26th verse also reads like that. Oh, hallelujah. I'm excited tonight. I'm serving a great God. Hallelujah. I appreciate the body of Christ. How many of you appreciate the body of Christ? I haven't been. There is no other place like it, brother. You're blessed. You're highly blessed of God. You're highly blessed of God. Have you found this truth of the body of Christ? You're blessed. We are blessed. I thank God because I found my mother. I found the body of Christ. I found the people of God. Oh, glory. I thank God for you, Brother Smith. I have a great appreciation in my heart. I thank God today. Hallelujah. I don't have with what to pay back, but I thank God. I appreciate God. Hallelujah. For the body of Christ. I appreciate God for the ministry of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Once I was in darkness, now I'm in light. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Listen what the angel told Mary. Before you go back there, listen what it says in the book of Luke, chapter 1. Oh, hallelujah. Look at Luke chapter 1, verse 30. What it reads. Luke chapter 1, verse 30. What it reads says, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor in the eyes of God. You have found favor in the face, in the eyes of God. If God touched you, if God gave you his Holy Ghost, you are highly favored of God. And I don't take this lightly. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. But look at the other verse. Verse 31 of Luke chapter 1. Look at that verse. Look what it reads. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and it shall be called his name. It's Jesus. You shall conceive in your womb a son. shall call him Jesus. Jesus. You've had a revelation of Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God. You have been pregnant with the life of Jesus. Jesus. You're going to birth the life of Jesus. And Jesus appears in your life. You're going to be just like him. And you're glad tonight for Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to be like Jesus. I'll finish with that verse in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. Listen to what it reads. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You put that scripture up there, brother. Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 26. Ah, my God, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. A new spirit. This is not, here is talking, it's not talking about the Spirit of God. It's not talking about the Holy Ghost, but it's talking about a new spirit, a new character, new attitude, not a cussing attitude, fighting spirit, cussing spirit, but a new spirit. We all need a new spirit within us, a gentle spirit. Loving, forbearing one another, be charitable, my God. That's the spirit of Jesus. But look at the next part of the verse. I'll put a new spirit in you. A new spirit I'll put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, a soft, a tender heart. Now look at the spirit of Jesus, of God, in the verse 27. Look what it says, the verse 27. Then it says, and I will put my spirit within you. Now this is the Holy Ghost. In order for you to have the Spirit of God, you have to receive a spirit, a new spirit. You have to receive a change in your character, in your life. And so then I will put my spirit in you, says the Lord of hosts. I appreciate the Lord today. Oh God, I didn't mean to say so much. My God, God is a great God. I'm going to sit down already. There was a man, one of those English men in Seminole. His name was Jimmy. He never had a changed spirit anyway. And I had a service in his house today. Well, there was a man that was going to preach. When he finished, when the singing and everything was over, then the leader of the service said, now we're going to have so-and-so who's going to preach. And when he stood up, Jimmy stood up too. He said, sit down. You're not preaching in my house. You're a hypocrite. I don't want a hypocrite to preach in my house. So, okay. Now he said, then we would have another preacher. He said, you neither. You are a hypocrite too. Look like nobody could match up. So finally come another, he said, now you yes. Now you yes, you can preach at my house. Then had another day. There was another one. His name was Sonny. He met him in the way. He said, Jimmy, how in the world we having a service at your house and you sending preacher to sit down? He said, I want to preach in your house. You wouldn't make me sit down. I won't sit down. He said, in my house, yes. In my house, you have to sit down. He said, well, I won't. He said, if you don't, then we're going to wreck a lot down in the show door. Well, the show door, it was a river. It was in the edges of the river. When somebody had a pick or a fight, you know, didn't use machete or nothing like that. They will, you know, start a fight. Let's go down there and we'll fix it down there. So we will wreck a lot down in the Shadow. We will end down there. We will end in, we will finish it up down there. He said, we will finish it up there. Now, we'll finish it up. He said, we'll finish it up down there. That's it. There were Brother Smith and I. We took it from there. Well, we're going to have a shodo. We're going to have a shodo thing. But we have a move of this. We're going to have a spirit move in the river of the spirit. Oh, glory. Oh, Elia. Yo te voy a interpretar, ven. Mira a ver si esa cosa funciona. Gloria a Dios, aleluya.
Oh. Cada fase en la vida, cada paso de la vida, vamos a cantar conmigo. Jesús me cambiará en cada paso de la vida. Cada fase de mi vida, Jesús me cambiará, me cambiará. Soy bendecido, no soy el mismo que antes era yo. Solo sé que sé, una sola cosa yo sé, que un día yo tendré perfección. Cada fase en la vida, cada paso en la vida, Jesús me cambiará.
Cada paso de la vida.
Me cambiará. Soy bendecido, no soy el mismo que antes era yo. Solo sé que sé una sola cosa. Yo sé que un día yo tendré perfección. Cada paso en la vida, cada fase de mi vida, Jesús me cambiará. Cada fase en la vida, cada paso de mi vida, Jesús me cambiará. Me cambiará. Soy bendecido, no soy el mismo antes era yo. Solo tengo que crecer una sola cosa. Yo sé que un día yo tendré perfección. Cada fase en la vida, cada paso de mi vida, Jesús me cambiará. cada face em la vida, cada passo de mi vida, Jesus me cambiará, soy bendecido, no soy el mismo que antes era yo, solo sé que crecer, una sola cosa, yo sé que un día yo tendré perfección, me cambiará, soy bendecido, no soy el mismo que antes era yo, solo tengo que crecer, una sola cosa, yo sé que un día yo tendré perfección, me cambiará, soy bendecido, no soy el mismo que antes era yo, sé que tengo que crecer, una sola cosa, yo sé que un día yo tendré perfección. Cada paso en la vida, cada fase de mi vida, Jesús me cambiará. A cada paso en mi vida, cada fase de la vida, Jesús me cambiará. Me cambiará. Soy bendecido, no soy el mismo que antes era yo, sé que tengo que crecer, una sola cosa, yo sé que un día yo tendré perfección, me cambiará, soy bendecido, no soy el mismo que antes era yo, sé que tengo que crecer, una sola cosa, yo sé que un día yo tendré perfección, me cambiará, soy bendecido, no soy el mismo que antes era yo, sé que tengo que crecer, una sola cosa, yo sé que un día yo tendré perfección, me cambiará, soy bendecido, no soy el mismo que antes era yo, sé que tengo que crecer, una sola cosa, yo sé que un día yo tendré perfección, solo tengo que crecer, una sola cosa, yo sé que un día yo tendré perfección.
Aleluya. Gloria a Dios.
Bendito Dios. Gracias, Señor.
Aleluya.
Gracias, hermano.
Thank you.
Gracias, hermano.
Thank you, brothers.
Pueden sentarse.
You can be seated. Aleluya. Give me some volume here, brother. Give me some more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Levanta tu mano y adora a Dios en esta noche.
Raise your hand and praise the Lord tonight.
Adora a Dios en esta noche. Hallelujah. Levanta tus dos manos y adore al Señor,
raise
a tu Dios.
Both of your hands.
Oh, gracias, Señor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh,
aleluya.
Gracias, mi Señor Jesús.
Aleluya.
Oh, aleluya. Gracias, mi Señor Jesús.
Aleluya.
Oh, gracias, Señor. Aleluya, aleluya. Te necesitamos, Jesús.
We need you, Jesus.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
Estoy aleluya. Contento en esta noche por
I'm glad tonight
la oportunidad que Dios nos da para estar aquí.
For the opportunity that God has given us to be here.
Estar en casa.
To be at home.
Estar en la casa del Pastor Smith.
Be in Brother Smith's house.
En la iglesia.
In the church.
En familia.
In family.
Ustedes son nuestra familia.
You are our family.
Nosotros pertenecemos a ustedes.
We belong to you.
Amén. Amén. Esta es la iglesia que Cristo está edificando.
This is the church that Jesus is building.
Esta es la familia de Dios en la tierra.
This is the family of God on the earth.
Yo estoy contento de pertenecer a esta familia.
I'm glad to be a part of this family.
No hay otra familia en la tierra como esta.
There is not another family on earth like this one.
No, como esta no. Como, no hay otra como esta.
Don't have another one like this one.
No hay otra iglesia como esta.
There's not another church like this one.
Dios me trajo a esta iglesia.
God brought me to this church.
Me trajo a esta familia.
God brought me to this family.
Si tú estás en esta familia, tú debes de estar agradecido.
If you're in this family, you should appreciate it.
Agradezcale a Dios por eso.
Thank God for that.
Es la familia de Dios sobre la tierra.
That's the family of God on the earth.
Especialmente yo vengo de lejos.
Especially I come from a long way.
Hermano Green también.
Brother Green also.
Ni siquiera nosotros sabíamos que ustedes existían.
We didn't know that was a people like you.
De que existía una gente que tuviera una revelación tan grande de la palabra de Dios.
That had a people that had a such great revelation of the word of God.
Y cuando me di cuenta que ustedes tenían esta verdad, yo aprecié a esta gente.
So when I found out you had this truth, I appreciated these people.
Le amamos, hermanos.
We love you, brothers.
Ustedes son parte de nosotros.
You are a part of us.
Amamos al pastor Smith.
We love Brother Smith.
Que Dios envió a la República Dominicana.
That God sent to the Dominican Republic.
De eso no tengo la menor duda.
I have no doubt in my mind.
Recuerdo cuando el pastor Green me invitó a una reunión que venían unos hermanos de Estados Unidos.
I remember when Brother Green invited me to a meeting that some brothers from the United States was coming.
Invité a algunos pastores.
I invited some pastors.
Ese para miércoles 23 de julio.
For Wednesday the 23rd of July.
Martes 22 en la noche Dios me habló.
Tuesday 22nd in the night God spoke to me.
Vi ese jeep que venía del cielo.
I saw that jeep that was coming out of heaven.
Y aterrizó como a 100 metros donde yo estaba.
It landed like 100 meters from where I was.
Llegó este jeep a donde mí y se apió un señor blanco con un llavero. Y me dio esta llave, te la mandaron a ti.
He said he got out of the jeep, this white man, and he come with to me where a key set in his hand. And he said, they sent you this key set.
Y luego vino otro carro.
Then after come another car.
Y me dijo, ese carro es tuyo.
He said, that car is yours.
Estoy dando ese testimonio para enseñarle que Dios está haciendo.
I'm saying a little bit of my testimony to just tell you what God is doing.
El hermano Green decía que Dios está serio en eso.
Brother Green was saying that God is serious in that.
Y tenemos que estar serio en la cosa de Dios.
We have to be serious in the thing of God.
Cuando él parquea el jeep, yo parqueo el carro detrás de él.
When he parked the jeep, I parked my car behind him.
Cerré y me fui.
I shot and I left.
Y después yo vi que él pasó en el jeep con otro señor.
So after I saw he passed
y yo desperté.
With another person and I awoke.
Y cuando llegó la hora para ir a la reunión,
when the time came for me to go to the meeting,
vi a el pastor Smith, no lo conocía, empezó a predicar y el hermano Green a traducir.
So I saw Brother Schmidt. I didn't know him. And Brother Green be going to translate.
Yo vi que ese hombre estaba diciendo cosas de la Biblia que yo nunca había escuchado en mi vida.
So I saw that this man was saying thing of the Bible that I never had heard in my life.
Y yo sentí como que un río brotó dentro de mí.
I felt like a river sprung out of me.
Me paré y empecé a adorar a Dios.
I stood up and I began to
todo el mundo se paró, sentí la presencia del Espíritu Santo.
And everybody stood up and we felt this Spirit of God.
Y cuando nos sentamos,
when we sat down,
era casi las 10 de la mañana.
It was almost 10 o'clock in the morning.
Se viene alguien y se para al lado mío.
Somebody come and
mientras yo estaba mirando al pastor Smith predicar.
Somebody come and stood on my side while I was looking at Brother Smith preaching.
Yo vi una mano, yo estoy mirando al pastor Smith, pero yo vi una mano que pasó así delante de mí y me quitó una venda de los ojos.
So I saw a hand pass and took off a bandage over my eyes.
Y me dijo, él fue que te dio la llave en el sueño anoche.
And he said, he was the one give you the key in your dream last night.
Y yo dije, ese es.
I said, yes, is
that it? Y cuando voy
it?
A voltearme para ver quién está hablando conmigo,
when
yo sentí un huracán así, me frizó y no pude mirar.
So when I turned to look at who was talking with me, I felt like, you know, a hurricane. It stopped me. And I couldn't turn to look at.
Yo dije, oh, aquí hay algo.
I say, well, here is something.
Era Dios trayéndome a este lugar.
It was God bringing me to this place.
Y de una manera especial.
In a special way.
Yo siento que yo no me lo merecía.
I feel like I didn't deserve it.
Habían muchos pastores en la ciudad.
There was many pastors in that city.
Había muchos líderes en la ciudad.
There was many leaders in that city.
Pero yo recibí una visión.
But I received a vision.
Y me trajo al cuerpo.
And it brought me to the body of the body.
Me unió con el pastor Green.
It put me together with Brother Green.
Junto al pastor Smith.
Together with Brother Smith.
Y desde ese momento yo pensé que Cristo iba a venir en menos de 3 meses.
Well, at that time on, I thought that Jesus was going to come less than 3 months.
Porque lo que yo sentí era grande.
What I felt was great.
Y yo no podía dormir.
I couldn't sleep.
Y Dios hablando conmigo.
God was talking to me.
Yo quería hablar con el hermano Green todos los días.
I wanted to talk to Brother Green every day.
Nadie me entendía.
Nobody understood.
Solamente Green me entendía.
Only Brother Green understood.
Nadie me daba razón.
Nobody backed me up.
Solamente Green me daba razón.
Only Brother Green understood me, reasoned with me.
Otro de los sueños que yo tuve, yo vi que el pastor Smith estaba en el suelo herido por el muslo.
Another dream I had, that Brother Smith was laying on the ground, he was injured on his leg.
Yo le dije al hermano Green, no podemos dejarlo en el suelo, tenemos que recogerlo.
I said we
yo lo agarré aquí en el hombro.
So I said we can't leave him on the laying on the ground. I hold him by
y Green
his,
lo cogió por los pies.
Brother Green held him by
y caminamos
his,
con él y lo pusimos his, en una mesa.
On his leg and I took him on his shoulder and we put him on a table.
Y mientras estábamos caminando con él, había muchos hombres ahí con nosotros.
While we was walking with him, there was many men with us.
Y ninguno pusieron la mano.
Nobody put their hand.
Y cuando yo desperté,
when I woke up,
llamé a Green, le dije lo que yo soñé.
I told Brother Green what I dreamed.
Green me dijo, tú y yo vamos a cargar con esto.
Brother Green told me, you and I are going to carry with this. We're going to carry this.
Y Dios nos ha hecho cargar con el mensaje del pastor Smith.
God has made us carry this the message of Brother Smith.
Ustedes nos han ayudado.
You have helped us.
Y agradecemos eso.
And we appreciate that.
La carga es fuerte allá.
The burden is strong over there.
Y tenemos que continuar.
And we have to go on.
Hemos tenido problemas y dificultades.
We have had problem and difficulties.
Pero está, nos mantenemos.
But we remain.
Cristo está con nosotros.
Jesus is with us.
Yo decía que Él nos, cada paso en la vida.
I said that.
Y cada fase en la vida.
Every step and every phase in the phases in life.
Como dice la alabanza, Jesús me cambiará.
It says Jesus is changing.
Soy bendecido.
I'm blessed.
No soy el mismo que antes era yo.
I am not the same what before I was.
Y sé que tengo que crecer.
And say I know that I have to grow.
Una sola cosa yo sé. Así que está traducido en español.
What?
No sé si
that's the way
en inglés.
Translated in Spanish.
Una sola cosa yo sé.
One thing I know,
que un día tendré perfección.
One day I'm going to have perfection, reach to perfection.
Cristo puede hacer esto.
Jesus can do that.
Hombre no puede hacer esto.
Man cannot do that.
Solo Él puede perfeccionarlo.
Only He can give us perfection.
Él dice en Juan 8:32-31.
He says in John 8:31.
A los judíos que creyeron en Él.
To the Jewish that believed in him.
Él le dijo, ustedes que han creído en mí.
He said, you have believed in me.
Si permanecéis en mi palabra.
If you remain in my word.
Vosotros seréis verdaderamente mis discípulos.
You will be truly my disciple.
Y dice, y conoceréis la verdad.
And saying, you shall know the truth.
Y la verdad os hará libre.
And the truth shall set you free.
Es esta verdad que nos hace libre.
Is this truth what makes us free?
La verdad que tú y yo estamos escuchando.
The truth what you and I are listening.
Cuando yo escuché esta verdad en la boca del pastor Smith,
when I heard this truth in the mouth of Pastor
Smith, me libertó de la religión.
It liberated me, freed me from
De la atadura del sistema allá afuera.
Of the boundaries of the system out there.
Este es el evangelio de liberación que tenemos.
This is the gospel of liberation what we have.
Estoy diciendo lo tenemos.
I'm saying that we have it.
Aunque no tenemos todos.
Even though we don't have it all.
Y lo tienen jóvenes aquí.
We have young people here.
Anciano
have it.
Aquí.
Elder people.
Ajá. Damas lo tienen.
Ladies here.
Y todos los líderes que están con el pastor Smith.
And all the leaders what are with Brother Smith.
Tengo que decirle que el mundo hispano espera por nosotros.
I want to tell you that the Hispanic world is waiting for us.
Cuando yo vine a la primera reunión del cuerpo.
When I come to the first meeting of the body.
Yo miré toda esa gente sentado ahí como tranquilo.
I looked at all these people there sitting there quiet.
Pero yo tenía como un fuego en mi corazón.
I had a fire blazing in my heart.
Decía, Cristo viene.
I was saying Jesus is coming.
Y esa gente están como demasiado tranquilo sentado.
And these people are so quiet sitting there.
Y el mundo está esperando por ellos.
And the world is waiting for them.
Yo dije, algo va a pasar.
I said something is going to happen.
Va a suceder como Esteban.
It's going to happen like Stephen.
Para que sean esparcido.
For it to be expounded.
Y vayan a predicar por todo el mundo.
And for it to go to preach in all the world.
Bueno, después yo entendí que hay que esperar a Dios.
So later on I understood that we have to wait upon God.
Este es un gran evangelio.
This is a great gospel.
No podemos salir huyendo.
We cannot run.
Hay que esperar a Cristo.
We have to wait upon Christ.
Él es el líder.
He is the leader.
Y él es que va a limpiar su era.
And he's going to clean.
Él va a salvar al mundo.
So he's going to save the world.
Cuando decimos que va a salvar al mundo, sabemos que el trabajo está haciendo en el mundo gentil.
So when I say he's going to save the world, that means that it's in the Gentile world.
No se refiere al mundo judío.
You know, it's not referring to the Jewish world.
Cuando se refería al mundo judío, entonces era el mundo judío que existía.
When it exists the Jewish world, back there it was the Jewish world.
En ese tiempo América no existía.
At that time America didn't exist.
Entonces no se refería a este mundo ahora.
So it wasn't referring to this world now.
Cristo vino al mundo gentil, al mundo judío.
Jesus came to the Gentile world.
Lo que Dios está, yo estoy tratando de buscar a Dios aquí ahora.
I'm trying to seek for God here now.
Okay, para no decir nada de mí.
For me not to say nothing what have to do with me.
Es que nosotros somos comisionados para ir al mundo.
We are commissioned to go to the world.
Yo creo que ya debemos de levantarnos.
I believe that we should raise up.
Tenemos la República Dominicana.
We have the Dominican Republic.
Tenemos toda Sudamérica.
We have all South America.
Tenemos Guatemala.
We have Guatemala.
El Salvador.
El Salvador.
En Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
Bolivia.
Bolivia.
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Somos nosotros, Pastor Smith, que vamos a ir.
It's us who's gonna go.
Nadie más. Yo creo eso.
I believe that.
Cuando nosotros encontramos a los suramericanos, ellos brincan con nosotros.
So when we find this South American, they listen to this word, they shout.
Oigan esto, hay un pastor salvadoreño.
Listen to this, have a Salvadorian pastor.
Nosotros le enseñamos al pastor guatemalteco muchas enseñanzas, especialmente lo que el pastor Smith nos ha enseñado.
So we taught him some of the teaching that Brother Smith has taught us.
Y una de las enseñanzas, Dios mío, Pastor Smith, cuando yo estoy enseñando, yo siento que tengo tu espíritu.
Brother Smith, sometimes when I'm teaching, I feel like I have your spirit.
Dios mío, yo le dije eso al hermano Green.
I told Brother Green that.
Había un anciano como de 75 años.
There was an elderly man like of 75 year old.
Él es el supervisor de la iglesia Pentecostal Emmanuel.
He is the supervisor of the church of the Pentecostal Church Emmanuel.
Ellos sacaron un pastor de su iglesia.
They took a pastor out of their church.
Porque el hermano Azarael le enseñó acerca de Corintio, Primera de Corintio 11 versículos 2 al 14.
Because this they took him out of his church because Brother Sarael taught them about 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2 through 14.
Ellos hacían fellowship juntos.
They used to make fellowship together.
Y cuando el otro pastor venía con su iglesia, todas las mujeres venían con un velo en la cabeza.
When they had fellowship, all the ladies come with the handkerchiefs on their head.
Azarael invitó al pastor y su esposa a su casa.
So the pastor Azarael invited the pastor and his wife to his house.
Y le enseñó acerca del velo.
And he taught him about that veil.
Le dijo, Cristo es cabeza de todo varón.
He said, Jesus is the head of all
men. Y el varón es cabeza de la mujer, que es la iglesia.
And man is head of the woman that is the church.
Y Dios el Padre es cabeza de Cristo.
And God the Father is the head of Jesus.
Y la mujer no puede adorar ni profetizar con la cabeza descubierta.
Say woman cannot pray or prophesy with her head uncovered.
Azarael le preguntó a él, si el varón es la cabeza de la mujer, ¿y cómo puede poner la mujer cubrirse la cabeza con un manto?
He said, if the man is the head of the woman, how then the woman can cover with a head her head with a piece of veil, a piece of cloth?
Le dijo, esa no es la cabeza de la mujer.
He said, that's not the head of the woman.
La Biblia dice, es el varón.
The Bible says it's the man.
¿Y cómo le puede poner un velo sobre la cabeza que es el varón?
He said, how can he put a veil on his head that is the man?
Pastor entendió eso, Pastor.
The pastor understood that, brother.
Y la esposa del pastor entendió eso.
And the wife of the pastor understood that.
Y ella se quitó su velo ahí mismo.
She took away her veil right away.
Ella entendió que el pastor era su cabeza.
She understood that the pastor was her head.
Y que ella tenía que estar bajo esa autoridad.
And that she had to be under that authority.
Eso es para nosotros hoy también.
That's for us today too.
Espiritualmente, la cabeza es el varón, que es el pastor de
la iglesia. So spiritual, the man is the head, it is the pastor.
Y quien quiere buscar a Dios en la iglesia, adorar y profetizar, fuera de eso, Dios no recibe su adoración.
So who want to come to church and seek God out of that, so God won't receive that.
Sí, si un miembro de la iglesia está haciendo lo que él quiere en la iglesia, en contra del pastor, no está cubierto.
Say if a person in the church is doing something in church out of the pastor authority, he's out of order.
Porque Cristo es cabeza del varón.
Because Jesus Christ is the head of the man.
Cuando un varón cubre su cabeza,
when a man covers his head,
ese no es su cabeza.
That's not his head.
Cristo es su cabeza.
Jesus is his head.
¿Y cómo él puede cubrir su cabeza?
How can he cover his head?
Es cuando él pone una organización sobre su cabeza.
It's when he put an organization over his head.
Y que tiene que obedecer su doctrina.
You have to obey his doctrine.
Su enseñanza.
His teaching.
Su artículo de fe.
His article of faith.
Y todo lo que ellos enseñan.
And all what they teach.
Aún fuera de lo que Cristo enseña.
Even though out of what Jesus is teaching.
Dios mío, ya la hermana se quitó el velo.
Now the sister took away the veil.
Y volvió a su iglesia sin el trapo ese.
She went to her church without that rag on her head.
Eso fue un problema para ellos.
That was a problem for them.
Todo el mundo dice que el pastor y su esposa estaban en pecado.
Everybody be going to say that the pastor and his wife was
y en desobediencia.
Sin, and in disobedience.
Y llamaron al Salvador, al supervisor.
And they called to the Salvador, to the supervisor.
Y le dijo que por qué había dejado la doctrina original de la iglesia.
He said, why you have left the original doctrine of the church.
La senda antigua.
The old way.
Que la Biblia dice que tiene que cubrirse la mujer.
That the Bible says that the woman have to
pero
cover.
Él tiene en su mente un trapo.
He had in his mind a ray.
Finalmente me di cuenta que él estaba en el área de Maryland.
Finally I find out that he was in the area of Maryland.
Y yo le invité.
And I invited him.
Y nos sentamos en la mesa.
And we sat at the table.
Dios mío, yo le enseñé eso a ese anciano.
So we taught that to that elderly man.
Y él me preguntó, ¿y cómo la mujer se puede rapar la cabeza?
He said, how the woman can cut her hair.
Yo le dije cuando no quiere sujetarse a la autoridad de Dios.
So when she don't want to surrender to the authority of God.
Se está rapando la cabeza.
She's cutting her hair.
Sobre su cabeza.
She's cutting her hair.
Y mire, el viejo sudó ahí.
We saw that man sweating.
Y yo estoy observándolo.
We was looking at it.
Yo estoy preparado.
I'm ready.
Mi espada.
Where a surge in our hand.
Dios mío, Dios nos bendijo.
God blessed us.
Nos dio una unción. Yo sé, yo sé algo va a pasar.
I know something is going to happen.
Yo estoy esperando.
I'm waiting.
Él se fue.
He left.
Y algo va a suceder.
Something is going to happen.
Él me invitó que yo podía predicar en su iglesia.
He told me that we could preach in his churches.
Y estamos esperando ese día.
And we're waiting for that day.
Así es que hermano, gracias a que Dios nos trajo a este lugar.
Brothers, thank that God brought us to this place.
Yo estoy contento por eso.
I'm glad
este
for
es
that.
El evangelio que vamos, que el mundo está esperando.
This is the gospel that the world is waiting for.
Yo sé que todavía Dios tiene que trabajar en nosotros.
I know that God still have to work in us.
Pero tenemos en nosotros lo que Dios va a trabajar en nosotros.
We have in us what God going to work in us.
Mantengámonos firme.
Let's remain firm.
No nos desviemos.
Let's don't go away.
Tengamos paciencia.
Let's be patient.
Caminemos en Dios.
Let's walk in God.
Quedémonos sobre la roca.
Let's remain on the rock.
Que es la verdad que hemos aprendido.
That is the truth that we have learned.
Y Dios y Cristo nos va a cambiar.
And Jesus is going to change.
Va a transformar nuestra vida.
And he's going to transform
y un
our life.
Día vamos a llegar a la perfección.
And one day we're going to go into perfection.
Dios bendiga la iglesia.
And God bless you.
Dios bendiga el ministerio.
God bless the ministry.
Dios bendiga al hermano Smith.
God bless Sister Smith.
Esa es la mamá de nosotros.
She is our mother.
Donde ella está, ella hace un balance.
When she, where she is, she brings a balance.
Oh, gloria. I know that, Sister Smith.
You bring a balance.
Put in balance. Oh, qué bueno es Dios.
How great is God.
Dios bendijo al hermano Green esta noche.
God bless Brother Green tonight.
Yo sentí al hermano Green bien ungido.
I felt Brother Green well anointed tonight.
Mantengámonos firmes en la esperanza de salvación.
Let's remain in that hope of salvation.
Este trabajo es de Dios.
This work is of God.
Tú no estás trabajando para hombre.
You're not working for man.
Tú estás trabajando para con Dios.
You're working with God.
En el orden de Dios.
In the order of God.
En su, con su ministerio.
With his ministry.
Tenemos un gran predicador.
We got a great preacher.
El Pastor Smith, cuando está bajo unción, mire.
Brother Smith, when he's under anointing.
Hay que echarle agua.
We have to pour water on him.
You know, mano. El hermano Weininger sabe eso.
Brother Weininger know that.
Así que vamos a permanecer fiel.
Let's remain faithful.
Dios bendiga a todo el ministerio.
God bless all the ministry.
Esperamos que sigamos firme.
Let's remain steady.
Y vamos para todo Suramérica.
Let's go all to all South America.
Okay, nos vemos.
May God bless you.
Praise God. All right, I enjoyed this tonight. When I go to the Dominican Republic, well, I don't get to hear them preach very much. They work, you know, they ride me. I told him, I said, you ride a horse hard and put him up wet. Brother Green asked me one time, he said, what that mean? I said, that means you took the saddle off, but you didn't even brush me down before you let me go to bed. Anyway, I know these men are, they're good preachers. They're well versed in the Word of God. I was thinking of that scripture when you was talking about the order of God. People who don't work under that order, Paul said in Timothy, he said they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of God. The power's in order. It's in God's ministry. That's what that scripture is talking about. People who don't know how to really work in order. They have a form of God, but until they learn how to work in order, it's like in the Dominican Republic when Brother Billy Brown told this several times about how when Brother Clyde Patton was alive, that he got up one Saturday night in Houston and he preached something a little bit different than the way Brother Patton taught it. And somebody mentioned it. They asked Brother Brown about it that night. Said, hey, I caught that, what you did tonight. And he said, yeah, I just thought I'd throw that out and see if anybody would catch it. But the next day, Brother Patton got up on a Sunday and he said, didn't we have a good service last night? So there were some good things said. And you could feel God in here. Said right in the midst of it, iniquity was working. And I wonder how many people caught that. Said right in the midst of all of the Spirit of God and the good Word of God, yet something wrong was happening. Brother Brown said, he never said that a word to me, but I got it. He said, I knew who he was talking to, and I knew what I did. I knew it was wrong. And he said, but now he's dead, and I'm in charge, and I can preach it how I want to. Which is true. He was in charge then. But I thought, it's in the Dominican Republic, if You know, if men don't learn over there how to work in order, they'll and all those different men starts preaching different things than what I'm teaching them, it'll bring division and problems. But if they learn how to work in order, and you know, I don't, they ought to be able to have their own mind and be able to think. They got to be careful about, you know, there's a unity God's wanting to build. And when God gives us the truth, we'll all change on it. But I was just thinking about that, how God's order works and how people that understand it and work in it have such a, there's such a, it brings a unity and a working of God. And that, and the Lord blesses that. God loves order. Anyway, this has been good tonight. I appreciated Brother Green's message. Made me want to keep on working. I didn't like the part about him telling me I had to cut my own head off, but I knew it was the truth. You know, all I know to do to tell you is just get it sharp enough that it won't hurt so bad while you do it. Hallelujah. Let's stand and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Feel like you've been to church? Did you get something? Amen. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, for the good word of God. Hallelujah. For these men, Lord, keep blessing them, touching their lives, oh God, touching their saints. Oh God, lead us, guide us, direct us, oh God. Help us, Lord, to do your will. Amen, amen. All right, God bless your hearts. Shake hands and be friendly with one another.